look.
Come on, look at him. He's winding up. Get ready.
It's not, well, it's not
What's
that.
Happened?
It's, someone had a crack at me yesterday afternoon, and I don't appreciate being told, you know, how to run my life or do the things I do. Certainly not by someone who probably wouldn't know any better. But anyway, I'll tell you the situation.
All right.
Picking the young bloke up from work, I'm at the service station, and I'm just parked across from the fill area there. Mm-hmm. And this car comes through, driven by this this young girl. I'll call her Miss Thing. Because straight
Don't
away,
call her Miss Thing.
I saw the attitude straight away.
Don't call her Miss Thing. Call her Miss Uppity.
Miss Uppity.
There you go.
Okay, she's Miss Uppity. Mm. Emsky was on her number plate. And she was in some fancy Audi sort of SUV thing. And looking way too young to be driving. And I'm thinking, hello, rich and spoilt. This is what I'm perceiving. And the look I get as she drives past my laser was just total disdain. Now, I'm not sure why I got that look anyway. I'm just sitting there waiting for my young bloke to finish. Anyway, she gets out, starts filling the car, prancing around in a little tight skirt and what have you, and she's flicking her hair, looking at me, and I'm sort of looking at her because I'm trying to look through her to where, you know, Luke's coming out of work. And as she's looking, I'm getting this feeling that there's something wrong here. There's a vibe here.
Mm-hmm.
She, while she's got the car filling, you know, she leaves the handle and comes over to the car. I'm thinking, what's going on here? And she's having a crack at me. She goes, you know, there are L plates on that thing. Yeah.
On
so,
your car.
On my car. She goes, you're not an L plater. You're in the car by yourself. I go, yeah, I'm waiting for the young bloke to come. He's going to jump in the car and head home. She goes, you're not allowed to display them. I said, I'm not driving. I'm sitting here waiting for the young bloke to come out. She goes, no, I saw you driving with the L plates on.
I love this.
And
okay.
I had them on at home because he'd driven the car earlier in the day and I left them on and I really didn't think to take them off. But she's having a crack at me going, you know, it's illegal. And she's really making a thing of it. She's got the hands on the hips, acting like little Miss Uppity.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking,
wow.
Who are you? I didn't want to make it a big scene. And I'm thinking she's had, you know, she's going to come over and have a go at me because, you know, I'm looking at her. Well, I'm actually looking through her to the servo to see where the young bloke's coming out.
So what did you say to her?
I'm waiting for the young bloke. And she goes, are you now? And she's got the hands on the hips giving me the lecture like she's my mum. And I'm thinking she's probably as old as my daughter giving me the lecture on life.
But oh, thinking, well, you know, I love this. I love this. She's probably sick and tired of people that she's probably had an older person have a go at her earlier in the day. She goes, right, I'll get mine back.
You know, I'm thinking she's just come off her peas and she's having a crack at me because she's had a crack or someone's had a go at her over the time. Maybe she was driving a court without peas or something. She's really making a point herself.
Look, the law's the law, Bilko.
I don't think it is a law.
I think it is. I don't think you are supposed to have L plates on if you are. Yeah, you're not.
Even for 100 metres, just up the road?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, buddy.
So this little Miss Thing, this Miss Uppity, has a point.
Well, I mean, I don't think I would have necessarily gone and had a crack at someone. In fact, I can assure you I wouldn't have.
Well, she's game taking on this bald-head old bloke.
Yeah, maybe she's just got a very strong sense of justice.
Yeah, you know what? Keep a sock in it, lady. I understand what's going
keep
on, but
a
don't have a crack at me. I'm understanding the situation, and I was doing the right thing. I had
you
a beer ready.
You were doing the right thing.
I was.
You'd been driving with it. Okay, now I'm going to
100 meters.
Now I'm going to be on her team. No, 100 meters. Look, I think it's over the top. I think that she shouldn't have said anything to you, but
respect
you
your elders, Emsky.
Yeah. You can't sit here and go, I was doing the right thing. You've just admitted you were driving with them on.
100 metres.
I hope you've changed her licence plate and that wasn't actually what was written on there. And yes.
I've changed it to protect the innocent.
Good.
Or in her case, little Miss Thingy. But just having a go at someone who could be your dad. How about respecting your elders, okay?
Mm.
That's all she needs. Not this flick the
hair
and go.
Well, how about respecting her sense of justice? Hey? She thought she was doing the right thing, doing a service for her fellow
Zinc
man.
Family will agree with me.
Yeah, come on.
Lindsay, what are you saying, mate? This thing about L plates on the car, did I do the wrong thing? Did Miss Uppity have a point when she had a go at me?
Yeah, she was right to have a go at you, Bronco.
Let's go, Bronco. Yes, she was right in getting up, Bilko.
Yes, she was. You're not. Once you have dropped your son or daughter off where they are going, you are supposed to remove the L plates until they get back.
It's such a pain to peel on and off, though, mate. You've got to stick them on.
Don't be lazy.
I do agree with you there. okay? But yeah, but that is the law.
All right. Thanks for spelling that out,
Lindsay. I tell you what, though, Bilks, I will say. Yeah, thank you, Lindsay. Plenty of people probably do this.
I see it all the time. Yeah. I see it all the time. Are you with me, John, or with Little Miss Uppity, mate? John, tell me. Explain.
I reckon she should mind her own bloody business.
Exactly, man. I mean, she said I was doing the wrong thing, but I mean, I was sneaking down to the survey just to pick up, you know, yes, young Luke from work, and they were on there anyway from the morning, so, you know, convenience.
Yeah, well, if she wants to report him, report it to the police, not coming up to you.
Is it a police issue, though? Can I have those plates on or not?
No, well, I don't know. It's a long time since I've taught my kids to drive.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, mate. JD, what about you? Am I in the wrong? Is Little Miss Uppity having a, you know, too much of a crack? Should she stay out of it?
Well, I sort of the other half of this side of the argument, mate. Morning, Ali.
Good morning.
I've seen so many people doing a U-turn over double white lines. They choose to turn across into a driveway over an unbroken line. Unfortunately, Bilko, you cannot do that for even 5 metres. If a copper seen you, you would have been booked, mate.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so maybe she's actually done him a favour.
Yeah, she could have rang the police.
Yeah, oh,
she
true.
She could have too, yeah.
I think a lot of people need to go back and review their laws, Bilko, and I'm probably afraid to say you might be one of them, mate.
Are you a driving instructor there?
A driving instructor? You're the instructor for your son and you're choosing to break the law, you know. Not behaving in a manner to be an instructor, sorry to say.
Are you an instructor, though?
No, I've had a license since I was 16 and 9 months, and I'm 54 years old.
There you go.
And I am really disappointed in so many people doing a U-turn over double white lines and things like that.
Well, I'm not teaching him to do that sort of thing, but I've fallen down on providing the example, so me having a moan about her is just really me moaning about me doing the wrong thing, so I stand corrected.
Maybe you should be reading the book that your son reads.
That is a good idea.
Oh, good on you. Okay. Now he was having a crack at me. Linda, are you agreeing with everyone else I've done the wrong thing?
Well, Bonko, you shouldn't leave the L plate on and she should have minded her own business.
That's exactly right. Yes. She could have taken it further some way, I suppose, and hands on hips and swinging her hair around and going, you know.
Yes. But have a nice day, Bonko. See you.
Bonko.
That's my new name now, Bronco.
Bronco, no. I think she actually said Bonko.
Oh, right.
So you've gone from Bilko to Bronco to Bonko.
Can I just say, International Bonko. Women's Day, in the spirit of International Women's Day.
Come on, good.
Little Miss Uppity, I apologise.
Excuse me. Now, I'm going to be Little Miss Uppity. For starters, you can't apologise and call a Little Miss Uppity. So here you go. To the lady who, yes, start again.
The lady who called me out on the L plates on my laser yesterday, when she saw me behind there solo, she said I shouldn't have done it then. I did the wrong thing, and thanks for calling me out and saving me a massive fine.
There you go.
That's all I needed to do, wasn't
that's
it, really?
Lovely. Well, she's done you a favour.
Saying hello. Are you having a crack too? Are you having a crack at me too?
No.
Good. Thank you. I didn't want any more cracks. Anyway, that's all a good time for Ali. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Crack on the show today.
See you tomorrow morning at 5:30. It's been fun. And we've learned now I've got to take more advice from people at service stations, otherwise I will be in trouble.
Well, potentially. Maybe you should hang around there a lot more.